my first school was a little school at Steamhouse. It was more or less a infant school. It was a very basic school. It was separated, boys and girls, which you don't see these days. It was...
How many teachers were there in the school?
I can't remember. I really can't remember. No. Yeah. It's going back too far. My memory isn't that good now.
Did you have multiple age groups in your classes?
No, no. It was all... It was just an infant school. So...
But when you went up then to junior school?
When I went up into junior school, well, that was when I moved into Breen in the forest. Yeah, that was a mixed school. It was sort of a junior school. So that was sort of mixed ages. Before you went up to a senior school, we moved away from Breen before I actually went up to a senior school. But it was a big school. That was your three priorities,
yeah.
Your reading, writing, arithmetic. That was your three priorities. Everything was based around that sort of thing. Also, religious instruction, which I don't think is taught in schools these days. I never seem to hear about it, which is very, very odd. But with the mixed races we have around now, then there's mixed faiths. So it's...
Did they have craft classes? They
had art classes, but I didn't do any woodcraft or metalwork until I reached Uttercote Secondary Modern School, and that was a sort of higher school, and they had a proper metalwork workshop with a forge, I don't know what, a proper carpentry shop with all the equipment for that, and I found that really interesting. Really interesting. I think that's what sparked off my interest in mechanical things.
Did you have any particular teachers that you can remember?
I remember Mr. Booth, who was the headmaster at Uttercote Secondary Modern. He was a very friendly headmaster. He was good. He was good. Everybody. He was well liked, very well liked. I did get bullied at school a lot, but I think that was part of the course at that particular time. You know, it happened. If they were caught bullying, obviously they were punished for it. But that's about as far as it went.